The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then I bought this jacket and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I still love you. Ha ha. That is what Brian Welch texted his wife, Anna, on January 2nd of 2023, according to prosecutors. Anna was already dead by then. That's a key distinction in this. Already in pieces. Her remains allegedly scattered across dumpsters from Swampscott to Abington. It sounds like a horror movie, doesn't it? And they found the remains in dumpsters in Swampscott, and then a few more in Abington. I mean, it's horrible. It is absolutely horrible. And this guy did it with a freaking straight face. My God. Brian Welch making that search, making that text. He had so many searches, and then you start seeing the texts. It's like, Jesus. How low can we go, Brian? I still love you, ha ha. In his Cohasset home, typing that out with his three sons. Right there. I still love you, ha ha. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. We're going to break down the latest on the case, what's going on in the courtroom, because we've got another big week here that's beginning right now. We'll see where all of this goes, but we're going to kind of get you caught up on the latest insanity. Be sure to press subscribe wherever it is you're listening to us, if you don't mind. Give us a review there on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, I know a lot of you are, please do leave us a review. That helps us in the rankings, lets people know we exist, so thank you for that. And if you're on YouTube, your comments, want to hear those, and also please hit subscribe as well. So let's get into this. That text was read aloud in a Massachusetts courtroom on Friday. That would have been December the 5th. That text was read there. Day 5 of the Brian Walsh murder trial. And if you're looking for a single moment that captures the prosecution's theory of this case, a husband who didn't just allegedly kill his wife, but then performed the role of worried spouse for days afterward, that is the line. I still love you, haha, exclamation points and all. You are so tricky, Brian. You're so much smarter than the rest of us. Here's the thing about those texts. They were never delivered. And his phone was never recovered. Investigators believe it was destroyed, along with everything else Brian Walsh allegedly tried to make disappear. So when he was typing, "Where are you?" and "The boys and I are worried," he wasn't reaching out to a missing wife. According to prosecutors, he was building an alibi, creating a paper trail of concern that he could point to later. With the questions started coming. "See, I sent a text. Must be. See, how could I possibly know where she's at? I sent these texts. I got a Warhol over here, and I'm working on a brand new Picasso too. In case you're wondering, those are in the den right now. The kids are as soon as the kids are done with McDonald's here, I'm going to go finish touching up those for you. They'll be on eBay later today, and don't forget to check out our Etsy. Remember what I'm talking about? He was arrested and convicted and sentenced for art fraud prior to all of this, for selling fake Andy Warhol paintings. Yes. Yes, I know. If you're just new to this, you're like, what? Yes. This guy. He looks exactly like the type of guy who would do that, too. I don't know, there's something about it. I'm not trying to profile people, but sometimes you just look at somebody, and if you, especially even after you've heard of what they did, you're like, yeah, I can totally see that. And some are like, what? That guy? Like this guy? Like, no. Yeah, I can see it. And the questions eventually did come. By then, prosecutors say Brian Walsh had already made multiple trips to home improvement stores, already purchased cleaning supplies, already allegedly used a hatchet and a hacksaw to do things to his wife's body that medical examiners are now trying to piece together from blood-stained carpet fragments pulled out of a trash compactor. I don't think he saw these things on the adult website he was looking at. It's part of this weird fetish that he was also looking at. Wait, another fun little fact of this case? Yes. So another aspect, and I don't know if we're going to get into it in this script, but I'll just kind of give you this little heads up. He's looking up on his phone in his infinite Google search wisdom about the affair his wife's having. And then the next thing he does is look up adult material about a wife having an affair and the husband sitting there watching. That's where this monster's mind goes from, like, fear and this is horrible to maybe there's a way I could enjoy this. What? Massachusetts State Trooper Connor Keefe took the stand on Friday and walked the jury through the text messages extracted from Brian Walsh's phone. The timeline starts on January 2nd, 2 days after prosecutors say Anna Walsh was killed, and runs through January 4th, and Brian finally reported her missing. On January 2nd at 2:33 in the afternoon, Brian texted Anna about finding his phone. One of their sons had left it on a bed. Ha ha, okay, call me anytime. He wrote, then at 7:18 that evening, where are you? Exhausting day with the boys, and we had fun. Going to bed early. Big day tomorrow for everyone. I still love you. Ha ha. The casualness of it is what gets you. The exclamation points, the ha ha, dropped in twice like he's texting about weekend plans. If you didn't know the context, you'd think this was a husband checking in after a long day. The prosecutors say Anna Walsh had been dead for about 36 hours by then, and Brian Walsh, well, he knew it. Because according to the Commonwealth, he's the one who killed her. Of course, they're saying, no, she died naturally in her sleep by this sudden, you know, adult infant death syndrome, even though it's not an infant. She basically had SIDS, but she's an adult, and we can't explain it, and there's no body, so we can't check our work. We're just going to, you have to believe us, because we're trustworthy, right? I mean, look at the Warhols. Those were legit. Oh, they weren't. Oh, and we have a track record of lying about all that pretty much ever. But believe us. Gotta believe us. It's the bestest lie ever. Just, I say it's true, believe. This is like the attitude he's taken on, is that. By January 3rd, the text shifts tone. The performance of concern begins to escalate at 6:39 in the morning. Hello, where are you? I'm worried. Please call or email. By 8:32 a.m., he's threatening action. If I don't hear from you this morning, I'm going to report you missing. At 12:16 p.m., he's looping in family. I texted your sister and Alyssa. I'm calling Jeff if I don't hear from you. And then that night at 6:04 p.m., the boys and I are worried. After they had a great day, remember? They had a great, big, fun day. Now we're worried. I mean, even if your wife is missing, are you out going to the bowling alley? Like, are you out doing mini golf? Are you hitting the amusement park that day? Like, hey, Mom, we don't know where the hell she is. And here's the scarier part. He knows what happened. He knows she's dead, and you're out. You're having a grand old time with the kids, or are you not? I mean, I know you went to Home Depot and all that. So maybe that's just part of the ruse, the grand old day. But these poor kids, stay home, little Jimmy, while Daddy goes to Home Depot. I got to go get some stuff. What is getting back? Dad, we're just watching Breaking Bad. Why does it look like you're coming back with the same stuff Jussie bought at the Home Depot? Nothing to worry about, kids. Eat your Happy Meals. Then January 4th, the day he finally files a missing person report at 10:14 a.m. Where are you? Question mark, 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 question mark. 9 question marks. 10:15 a.m. I'm calling Jeff now. The escalation reads like a script. Casual to connect it. Casual to concerned to frantic is kind of the way it goes. Beat by beat, it builds towards the moment when Brian Walsh walks into a police station and says his wife left for a flight to Washington, D.C. on New Year's morning to handle a work emergency, and he hasn't heard from her since. That was his story, that she just vanished, that he had no idea what happened. But here's what prosecutors have already shown the jury. In the days between Anna's alleged death and Brian's missing person report, cell phone location data places his devices at his mother's apartment complex in Swampscott multiple times, at home improvement stores, at pharmacies, at an apartment complex in Abington where surveillance footage shows allegedly capturing a man matching his description and walking towards dumpsters with a trash bag and a trash compactor behind his mother's building on the morning of January 5th. And a trash compactor. He squeezed her like a fucking cold pressed juice. Allegedly. Investigators searched those dumpsters. They found Anna's clothing, items with her DNA and Brian's DNA, bloodstained materials, and tools. On Friday, retired Massachusetts State Trooper Heather Sullivan took the stand to formally enter those tools into evidence. One by one, she removed them from brown paper evidence bags and held them up for a jury. A hatchet, a hacksaw, a hammer, Craftsman garden shears, garden snippers, packing tape, and a measuring cup. Maybe he was making a pie at the same time. That's the physical reality underneath those cheerful text messages. Well, Brian Walsh was allegedly typing, "I still love you, haha." Prosecutors say he'd already used those tools to dismember his wife's body and was in the process of disposing of the pieces across the South Shore. The contrast is the point. The prosecution wants this jury to see a man who could commit an act of extraordinary violence and then pivot immediately to performing the role of loving husband. Cool, methodical, calculating. The defense, of course, sees it a little different. Larry Tipton, Brian Walsh's attorney, spent more than 2 hours on Friday trying to dismantle the prosecution's narrative. Hey, God bless him. I don't know how you do it, but this is, you know, oh, bless your heart, as they say in the South. His cross-examination of Trooper Keefe was methodical, focused on context. The prosecution allegedly left out in investigative decisions that narrowed the scope of what the jury has seen. Tipton's argument boils down to this. You're only seeing what prosecutors want you to see. The digital extraction from Brian's devices covered December 25th through January 8th. A two-week window. Tipton suggested that a wider look at Brian's search history would reveal something different. Innocuous queries about movies, restaurants, wine, normal life. Not the portrait of a calculated killer the prosecution has painted. I don't think he realizes this in context, and maybe he's too close to the sun here, but searches for things other than that, other than like the crisis at hand, make him seem even crazier. Because if you're searching for movies, restaurant, and wine in between best hacksaw to chop up wife with, you might be even crazier than everyone thought. But somehow the defense is like, see, it makes them just like you and me. Larry, we need to talk. I think you might need some new friends in your life if you're thinking this is normal. He's not. It's his job. He also hammered on the timeline. Prosecutors have shown the jury a long and disturbing list of internet searches allegedly made from Brian Walsh's devices. Searches about dismemberment, body disposal, cleaning up blood. But Tipton pointed out that none of those searches occurred before the morning of January 1st, 2023. If Brian Walsh planned to kill his wife, why no research beforehand? Well, because he's an idiot. I think that might be the answer. First-degree murder requires premeditation. If this was premeditated, where's the evidence that he was thinking about it before New Year's Day? Well, there is. How about that one on Christmas Day where he's searching for her body dead? Anna Walsh's body. Huh? That might be one. The defense's theory laid out in opening statements is that Brian Walsh woke up in the early hours of New Year's Day, found his wife dead in their bed unexpectedly, inexplicably, and then, rather than call 911, he panicked, made terrible decisions he's already pled guilty to, including misleading police and improper disposing of a body. But the defense says he didn't kill her. He just tried to cover up a death he didn't cause because he didn't think anyone would believe him. It's a risky plan. Some may just say idiotic. Brian Walsh has admitted to dismembering his wife and lying about it. The jury doesn't know about those guilty pleas. That's been kept from them. But the defense is essentially asking them to believe that a man can do all those things and still be innocent of murder. It's a heavy lift, but Tipton is building towards something. And on Friday, we got a glimpse of where he might be headed. He brought up Michael Proctor. And if you followed that case, the Karen Reed case, that name should ring a bell. Proctor was the lead investigator in Reed's case, and his conduct became a central issue at trial. But unless Michael Proctor was sitting there typing in these Google searches himself and texting Anna, Proctor doesn't do jack shit to this trial. Obviously, he made horrible, crude comments about Reed, and an internal review led to his dishonorable dismissal from the Massachusetts State Police in July of 2024. Although I think they pinned it on something slightly different than that, but we all know the reason he actually got canned. What does that have to do with Brian Walsh? Well, Proctor was the case officer on Anna Walsh's disappearance. He was involved in the early stages of the investigation that led to Brian Walsh's arrest. Judge Diane Fournier shut down Tipton's line of questioning about Proctor on Friday. She didn't let him dig into the trooper's role in the Walsh case. But Tipton made clear he's not done. He indicated he may try to revisit the issue through later witnesses. Again, when you got nothing to go on, okay, yeah, Proctor's a, yeah, not a, yeah, not good. Piece of shit. But just because he did really bad work over here doesn't mean he really did much over here. This is one of those cases where Brian just kind of dug his own grave. You can have the most shitty, corrupt police force in the world, and you still can't get around Brian Walsh's own actions here. That is just simply a fact. The implication is obvious. If the defense can tie this investigation to the disgraced cops whose credibility has already been shredded in another high-profile case, they can maybe plant out, not about whether Brian Walsh did terrible things, he's admitted to that, but about whether the investigation that led to the murder charge was conducted properly, whether corners were cut, whether evidence was handled the way it should have been. Again, look at all of it. That's fine. But at the end of the day, there ain't nothing changing what this guy did. That's pretty black and white that he's admitted to have doing. We're just kind of basically debating at this point, you know, what was his intent? I still love you. Ha ha. It's a card Tipton is holding. We'll see if it gets to be played and whether it's the flush he thinks it is. There was another piece of the defense's counter-narrative on Friday, the text between Brian and Anna from the week before her death. Tipton walked Trooper Keefe through messages from December 25th, Christmas Day, through December 30th, 2022. The picture they paint is different from the prosecution's version of the marriage. The couple discussed buying property, selling property. They talked about shopping for a Porsche and apparently wanted one. Brian texted her looking good when she sent him a photo of herself. They exchanged family pictures, normal couple stuff, planning for the future. Yes, but if you're also planning to kill your wife, you're like, I'm going to stop sending you normal personal messages because I don't want it to look too normal because I'm getting ready to murder you. That's not exactly how that works. Tipton's point is clear. Does this look like a man who was about to murder his wife? Does anybody look like the person who's about to murder their spouse when they're trying to not look like? But anyway, where's the tension? Where's the conflict? I don't know. The tension, the conflict? How about the fact that he's got a fucking bracelet on his ankle and he can't leave the house because of the art fraud? And Anna has to travel and work crazy hours in a different city, and she can't move there because of Brian. That might be some tension. That might be some conflict. Because of Brian's poor decision, basically the family is being held hostage at a specific place for legal reasons while she's trying to climb the ladder of her career, yet is being held back by the despicable blob of flesh that is Brian fucking Walsh. There's your conflict. There's your tension. He's just along for the, he's getting like a free, like, oh, okay, you're going to pay for everything. You're going to take care of everything. This is great. All I have to do is be Mr. Mom, and you still can't quite handle that. If Brian Walsh was planning to kill Anna, why was he texting her about real estate deals 3 days earlier? Because he's a con man, that's why. Of course, the prosecution has an answer for that, too. On day four, the jury heard from William Fasto, the Washington, D.C. real estate agent who was having an affair with Anna Walsh. Fasto testified that he and Anna had discussed telling Brian about the relationship. Anna wanted to be the one to do so. She told Fasto it was about her integrity. She didn't want Brian to find out some other way. Even in that, still trying to
have consideration for this jackass. And here's the detail that came out on Friday. Trooper Keefe confirmed that on December 25th, 2022, Christmas Day, someone using Brian Walsh's phone searched for William Fasto DC real estate. Same day, he also searched about finding out Walsh dead. Brian Walsh was looking up his wife's boyfriend on Christmas less than a week before she died. I wonder if he suspected anything. Tipton asked Keefe whether investigators ever found any messages between Anna and Fasto on Brian's devices, and Keefe said no. But he also acknowledged that it's difficult to determine whether messages were deleted and investigators never recovered Anna's phone. Tipton pressed, that would be pretty important evidence if you found any communication between Anna Walsh and William Fasto. Keefe's answer was yes. The affair is a thread both sides are pulling. Prosecutors may argue its motive. Defense may argue it's a missing piece of the puzzle, evidence that was never recovered, questions that were never answered. We'll see how it plays out as the trial continues. The final witness was Dr. Richard Atkinson, a state medical examiner. His testimony was brief. He'll be back on the stand this week, but it set up what's coming. Atkinson explained that on January 10th of 2023, he received an unusual request. Wasn't asked to examine a body. He was asked to come to a medical examiner's office to determine whether items recovered from a trash facility in Peabody contained any human tissue. Prosecutors showed him images of blue and white carpeting stained with what appeared to be blood. Atkinson confirmed he recognized the items. This is where the case gets forensically complicated. Anna Walsh's body has never been found. Prosecutors are trying to prove murder without a corpse. What they have is Anna's DNA evidence, bloodstained materials, and items recovered from dumpsters. Atkinson's job was to determine whether any of those items contained human tissue that could be linked to Anna. His findings are coming, and they could be critical because without a body, the prosecution's case rests on circumstantial evidence, digital forensics, and whether biological material investigators were able to recover from the trash match Anna's. Before sending the jury home the other day, though, the judge offered an update on the trial's timeline. She'd originally estimated 4.5 weeks. Now she thinks they'll wrap the evidence portion in 3 weeks total, meaning about 2 more weeks to go. The case is moving faster than expected. Coming up, the jury's likely to hear from Anna Walsh's former boss, who was with the Walsh family into the early hours of New Year's Day. According to reports, he's the last person known to have seen Anna alive other than her husband. More investigators will testify about the evidence trail that led to Brian Walsh's arrest, and at some point, the defense will have to decide whether to put Brian on the stand himself. That's the question hovering over this trial. Brian Walsh has already admitted to dismembering his wife and lying about it. The defense is asking the jury to believe he didn't kill her. She died suddenly and unexpectedly, and he made catastrophically bad decisions in the aftermath. If Walsh takes a stand, he'll have to explain all of it. The texts, the searches, the tools, the trips to the dumpsters. He'll have to make a jury believe that a man can do all those things and still be innocent of murder. It's not impossible, but it is a narrow path. For now, what we have is a courtroom full of evidence and a single text message that captures something essential about the case. I still love you. Ha ha. A man allegedly writing to a wife he killed, performing normalcy while her remains sat in trash bags, waiting to be scattered across the South Shore. If Brian Walsh is guilty, that text is a window into something cold and calculating. If he's innocent, if the defense's theory is right and Anna died on her own, then it's something else entirely. A man in shock, going through the motions he didn't understand, clinging to routine because he didn't know what else to do, because he's a wild animal out in the savannah, clueless as to how to behave as a wild cheetah because his mother coddled him far too long. Watches the Brian, feeds the children McDonald's, and takes a hacksaw to his lover in the other room. He knows not what he does. The jury will decide which version they want to believe. But either way, those words are going to be hard to forget. I still love you. Ha ha. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Would love to get your feedback. While you're there, please do press subscribe. We're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers on YouTube by the end of the year. We might get there. We're like 10 away. So we'll see. 10,000 away. We'll see. And if you don't mind, Apple Podcasts, if you're not already there, please do leave us a review in the on this channel's page. We do appreciate that. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Just search that and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much in advance. If you're liking what we're doing, we do appreciate your kind words. Until next time, I am Tony Bruschi, and we will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then I bought this jacket. And everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then I bought this jacket and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.